This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I've been getting a lot of emails about the fact that we were coming up on, and now this is episode 400, but it's not really episode 400. I used to not number my Q&A episodes, so we're actually at episode 440. So those of you that are like, oh, what are you going to do to celebrate? Absolutely nothing. I am grateful for every single episode, and if there's anything to celebrate today, it's the fact that I got here despite having no idea what I was doing when I started because I didn't even know how to number my episodes. So thanks for being here on episode 440, numbered 400, because I'm awesome. Today we're going to be talking about supplements, but in a different way than we have in the past. This kind of was prompted because one of my Fat Loss Fast Track veteran clients commented the other day in our private Facebook group and said, I'm thinking of taking a supplement. What should I take? What do you take? And I get those kinds of questions all the time. What supplements do you recommend that I take? And I want to use today as establishing a framework for how to know if you should be taking a supplement, what supplement you should be taking, if any, and then how to find the right one for you. First and foremost, just to answer the question off the bat, what do I take regularly? Nothing. There is not anything that I take every day. Every once in a while, like I talked to you guys the other day about how I was taking activated charcoal to help my body detox after my series of hormone injections, and I took probiotics for a couple of days after my procedure because they gave me a course of antibiotics before I went under anesthesia. So taking probiotics after an antibiotic treatment is something that I'll do. But as for something I take all the time, do I take a multivitamin? Nope, I don't. So what we're going to do today is I want to walk you through a series of questions that I think will really make this much more clear to you. Questions that I think you should ask yourself and answer before purchasing any dietary supplement. I think in the end, this will not only save you a lot of money, it'll save you a lot of information searching, and it will also probably do a lot of good for your ultimate health outcomes. Now, I am not in any way anti-supplements. I'm not against supplements. I worked in the supplement industry for many years. I think there is a time and a place for supplements, but I think we turn to them too quickly. I am pro body awareness, pro real food, real solutions through diet, lifestyle, stress, sleep. Not in any way anti-supplements, because like I said, there's a place for them for some people some of the time. There are good supplements out there, but it's also a little bit too easy to put a supplement on the market and put some confusing information online trying to sell it to well-meaning customers. And just because the information is out there and the product is on the market doesn't make the information true and doesn't make the product helpful or healthy or worth your money. I think overall that we need to be paying more attention to our own bodies and our own unique needs than we are to any and all marketing hype. That's what I want to help you do today. Starting out off the bat, there is no supplement on the market that will have a greater impact on your health than changes or improvements to diet and lifestyle will. I want to say that again because I think it's really, really important. There is no supplement in the world that will have a greater impact on your health than improvements to your diet and lifestyle will have. So I want to go through these series of questions. And the first one you have to start with is, what problem are you trying to solve? Or what benefit are you looking to see? So when people say, Should I be taking a supplement, or what supplements do you recommend I take? The first question that I ask that you should be asking yourself is, well, what are you looking to achieve? Is there a problem you are looking to solve? And if so, what is it? Or is there a benefit you are looking to create? And if so, what is it? Just saying, should I take a supplement, or I'm going to start taking vitamins, is not the right approach. So after you ask yourself, well, why? What am I looking to solve? What benefit am I looking to have? Then you have to say, is a supplement the most effective way to solve that problem or derive that benefit? Is a supplement the most effective way to solve the problem I'm looking to solve or derive the benefit I'm looking to see? And here is a big hint. The answer will always be no. The supplement will never, ever be the most effective way. Now, it might be an additive benefit, but it will never be the most effective way to solve the problem. Without optimal diet and lifestyle strategies, taking a supplement, a vitamin, a mineral, a phytonutrient, an amino acid, without proper diet and lifestyle strategies in place, that's the equivalent of like dropping a flake of potpourri on a pile of poo. And yes, I said poo, because it's true. Remember that next time you're thinking that a supplement is the answer to your problem or a magic bullet. Flake of potpourri on a pile of poo, because diet and lifestyle will always have a bigger impact. So knowing that, and when I say lifestyle, just so we're all on the same page, I'm talking about things like stress, I'm talking about things like sleep, I'm talking about things like sun exposure, exercise, movement, increasing muscle mass, etc., right? So if we agree that the supplement is never going to be the biggest rock towards solving that problem or deriving that benefit, the next question is, do I know the diet and lifestyle factors that would make the biggest difference? So for example, if we're talking about vitamin D, what problem am I trying to solve? Well, my doctor told me that my vitamin D levels were low, so I'm trying to get them higher. Okay, then we go to that second question. Is a supplement the most effective way to increase those levels? No, probably not. Diet and lifestyle, sun exposure, and nutrition are probably the best ways, right? So that third question is, do I know the diet and lifestyle factors that would make the biggest difference for this problem I'm trying to solve or this benefit I'm trying to derive? And then the next obvious question is, am I doing those things? If I know, these are the biggest ways to make a positive impact here, like inflammation. We can apply these same questions to non-supplements. You know, we could look at something like an anti-inflammatory, an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, and you can say, you know, is this the fastest way to make a difference? No, probably not. Do I know the diet and lifestyle factors that would have a big role in reducing inflammation? Well, maybe it's not doing the type of exercise that's aggravating the inflammation, or maybe it's not turning to sugar so frequently because that drives inflammation, or maybe it's looking to pay attention to what foods I am sensitive to and yet continue to eat because those are driving inflammation. So once you know the diet and lifestyle factors that would make the biggest difference, the next question is, am I doing them? And if you're not, start. And if you are, the next question I want you to consider is, do I know and understand what makes quality supplements in this category? So if we are talking about vitamin D, do I feel like I know what makes a quality vitamin D supplement, or do I not know? And if you know, you can move forward. But if you don't know, that's where you need to gather some more information. If we're talking about probiotics, okay, I understand what problem I'm trying to solve. I've made all of the diet and lifestyle adjustments. Do I know what makes a probiotic a quality probiotic that is going to be effective, that is going to give me that benefit I'm looking to derive or solve that problem I need solved? Do I know what I'm looking for in this kind of supplement, and do I know what to avoid? Now, you might think you know, but the next question is, where am I getting my information? And is it exclusively or primarily from companies trying to sell me something. Now, don't discount the information just because it's coming from a company trying to sell you something, but do not have that be your only source of information. Because when we get information about supplements, nutraceuticals, or anything from the place that's trying to sell it to us, we have to understand that there's going to be an inherent bias. And they're presenting the information, though it might be true, they're only presenting you with the information and maybe they're omitting things that are very relevant that don't support their product. So do I feel informed? But then where am I getting my information? Is it exclusively from companies trying to sell me something? And if so, maybe I need to look outside of that. Now, let's say, all right, I know, I understand, I've listened to maybe some podcasts from people who don't sell supplements, or I've done my research and I've looked at clinical studies using these kinds of interventions, and I feel like I understand, or I've asked people that I trust who are in the industry and are not trying to sell me something. When you start taking a product, you've gotta ask, is it working for me? I cannot tell you how many times I talk to clients and they'll give me this litany of, well, you know, I take this for this and I take this for that. And I'm not talking about drugs your doctor prescribed. I'm talking about supplements right now. And I'll say, is it working? And they'll say, well, I don't know. That's so important. If we're clear on the problem that we're trying to solve or the benefit that we're trying to see, then it should be very easy to answer this question. Is it working for me? Do I feel or see an improvement? Is the problem I'm trying to solve actually being solved? If you were told by your doctor that you had low vitamin D and you made the diet and lifestyle adjustments and you added a supplement and you're still testing low and it hasn't come up, well, don't keep spending your money without seeing that benefit. Is it working? If you are doing it for more energy, do you have better energy? If you were doing it for better sleep, are you sleeping better? Right? These are the things you've really got to consider. And then if you've been taking a supplement or a shake or anything along those lines for a while, you need to ask yourself, does the benefit continue after I stop taking it? Sometimes we attribute a benefit to a product because we've been taking it for so long, when really it's not the product. And so there's a benefit in after a while saying, what happens when I stop? Now, I'm not talking about prescription drugs. Nobody here hear me saying that you should stop taking your prescription drugs to see if the benefit continues. Nope, I am talking about supplements, nothing that was given to you under the medical, you know, authority of your doctor. But if you stop taking it, does the benefit continue? Because then you have to ask, was it ever coming from the product? And am I doing fine without it? Right? I don't necessarily think that there is any supplement that we need to take forever and ever without exception. I will share with you, now that we've gone through those questions, supplements that I take occasionally. And when I say occasionally, I mean for no more than a period of maybe like 6 to 8 weeks max, and usually it's much shorter than that, would be probiotics. After an antibiotic treatment, for example, like I had this past week, I definitely took some probiotics for a few days after a course of antibiotics. Sometimes I will take a vitamin D supplement in the winter months if I'm in a colder climate. Like I moved back to New England a year plus ago, just a little over a year ago. And so I'm not outside with my skin exposed to the sun as much in the winter months as I was when I was living further south where it was a little bit warmer. And so I may add in a vitamin D supplement for, say, 6 weeks in those winter months, but not without first making sure that I'm increasing my food sources of vitamin D, right? That's change number one. And then activated charcoal, I shared with you guys that I was taking that one to help specifically with detox after going through these hormone treatments that I went through in order to freeze my eggs. Now, a lot of questions will come up about, like, well, what brand do you recommend? And there is a reason that I do not usually make brand recommendations, and that is because one thing I saw all the time in the supplement industry is that formulations change all the time. Sometimes on every single run of a product, it is slightly or significantly different. because of ingredient availability. Pricing changes all the time because remember that a lot of the ingredients in vitamins and minerals are partially or fully derived from things that grow in nature. Some things are purely synthetic, but a lot of things are partially or fully derived from things in nature. And so based on harvest and time of year, prices go up and down. And so supplement companies want to maintain their margins and therefore will change their formulas. And so for me to go out and say, oh, I really like this brand, when I know that the run they're producing right now might be different and I might not think that it's such high quality, that's why I really think it's important to stay informed. But what's more important is to not assume or think that supplements are the magic bullet, because the reality is there is so much we can do from a diet and lifestyle standpoint with our food consumption, quality, quantity, timing, with our water consumption, making sure that we have a water filter on our drinking water, but also our showering water. Limiting stress, getting enough sleep, limiting toxins in the food that we eat and things like that. Those kinds of things make such a significant impact that instead of feeling frustrated, like, how will I ever know what a quality supplement is? Because I do talk about that, and I'll link to episodes where I've talked much more specifically about certain types of supplements in the show notes, like probiotics and omega-3s. Omega-3 is another one that I'll take every once in a while if I'm not finding that wild caught fish that is rich in omega-3s is in season. I might take an omega-3 supplement for a few weeks or up to a month, but I really prefer to get my omega-3s from food and focus also on reducing omega-6s. And I go into that in a lot of detail in that episode, which I will link to in the show notes. So you have a perspective opportunity here. You can see this as so frustrating and it's impossible to know, or you can say to yourself, you know what? I now have a great series of questions that empowers me to make the best choices possible as a consumer. And I always have at my fingertips much easier options with diet and lifestyle, and really moving towards this idea that supplements are just that. What does the word supplement mean? It doesn't mean cure-all or magic bullet. It means that it is a supplement to the main thing. And the main thing is diet and lifestyle. So always start there. And if you're making a decision about a supplement, go through these questions. And if you have specific supplement questions, especially things like vitamin D, probiotics, omega-3, I've talked about those at length in previous podcast episodes, and I will link to those episodes in the show notes at primalpotential.com. When you are buying supplements, if you are buying supplements, always price check and compare quality. It matters so much. And most recently, I shared with you guys that I saved big time getting my activated charcoal through Thrive Market. I don't consider coconut oil a supplement. I consider it a food, but I can understand why some people would classify it as a supplement because maybe they take it by the spoonful instead of incorporating it into their cooking. But I save big time on coconut oil through Thrive Market. So you can definitely check out the prices there. I have found them to be cheaper, often substantially cheaper than what I would find on Amazon, certainly than what I would find at Vitamin Shoppe or GNC or supplement shops like that. I also got my activated charcoal toothpaste from Thrive Market. And while the prices are cheaper, they're even cheaper still when you go through that link, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because you save an extra 25% on that first order and get free shipping on that order. But guys, go through these questions. I'll run through them again because I think that they are really important to keep in mind, but not more important than keeping in mind that there is no supplement on the market that is going to have a greater impact on your health, on your goals, than improvements to diet and lifestyle will have. But first, you want to ask, what problem am I trying to solve, or what benefit am I looking to derive? Then you're going to ask, is a supplement the most effective way to solve this problem or get this benefit? And remember, the answer will always be no. Then do I know the diet and lifestyle factors that would make the biggest difference towards solving this problem or deriving this benefit? And am I doing them? Do I know what makes a supplement in this category, the type of supplement I'm looking for? Do I know what makes it effective or what makes it quality? Do I know what I'm looking for and what to avoid? And then where am I getting my information? And is it beyond companies trying to sell me something? than when you are taking supplements? Is it working? Do you feel or see improvements? Are you solving the problem that you're trying to solve or getting that benefit? And then after a while on it, are you continuing to see the benefit after you stop taking it? I hope you guys enjoyed this chat about supplements. I am going to recover from this cold, and I'll talk to you guys in a few days. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.